The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Yes, indeed. It's that time to talk to our man, Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Stars, brought to you by our friends at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. They're at I-35 in Santa Fe. You can find them online at robertbrogdon.com. Right now, you can save literally thousands of dollars on a vehicle. Robert Brogdon Buick GMC, the number one Buick dealer in the country. That's what it takes to offer you the brand new 2019 Buick Encore for up to 50% off MSRP. 19 Buick Envisions, 35% off MSRP. GMC Sierra 1500s, they're up to 30% off as well. 0% APR for 72 months on many of the 19 Buick and GMC models. Check out the great selection of GMC Sierra 1500s and 2500 HDs with the industry-changing six-function multi-pro tailgate. They got some great special edition versions as well. Huge selection. Great, great prices. Nobody works harder on your trade. Nobody does a better job of getting you financed. My guys at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. Go see them today. They're at I-35 and Santa Fe. Online, as I said, at robertbrogdon.com. Mr. Kirkhoff, how are you?
I'm well, but I just got a disturbing text from my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who's apparently listening.
Oh, is that that's what's disturbing? Is she's listening, or
then she heard the intro for the first time?
Oh, really? It's a great intro. Great intro. She was a big fan. She's letting us know.
She just said, "What an intro!" Yeah,
that was me.
It's good times.
It's good.
So she's a big fan of it.
She likes it.
Yes, I think we'll talk about it later.
Okay, good, good. Look forward to hearing how that goes.
That's like the worst possible development for you, is it not, that your wife likes the intro that you...
Because you're not really the biggest fan.
It's fine. No, it really is.
There's a reason why he usually keeps his headset off till he knows the open is done.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Good times.
One of my favorites.
Well, let's dig into what everybody's talking about, and that's the fact that Washington's promoted its defensive coordinator to take over for
Todd Peterson.
For Todd Peterson.
Breaking news.
That's the big one. No, there's a tweet out from Gabe DeArmond over at Power Mizzou. Does a fine job covering the Tigers. Says that there was a list not submitted necessarily for, how did he put it? Let's just read it.
It says no single candidate has been brought to the Mizzou Board of Curators. Blake Anderson, Jeff Munkin, and Skip Holtz are involved. The process is ongoing. And there's a link to a story. He's also retweeted that John Sunvold has put out, the Board of Curators have not met to discuss the search for a new football coach at Mizzou. The search continues and remains confidential to respect the privacy of all individuals involved.
I'm not interested in respecting the privacy. It's big boy football. They make millions. Screw it. Let's dig in. I got no interest in that. I get why.
Yeah.
I love John Sunvold. Always been a great contributor on here and does a great job and a true Mizzou icon, all of everything.
Sure.
Always has Missouri. So I'm not trying to make light of what
right.
he has to put out an official.
He does. He's
type
the, he's the head of the Board of Curators.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to make fun of what he said by any stretch of the imagination. I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. But I'm not interested in keeping anything secret. It's a state university, and these guys make millions. So there isn't anybody I really have a whim, you know. If I'm going to be interviewed for the $1 to $9 million club, you can speculate away. I'll tell the kids what to do in that situation. Let's get into it. If that is the list that would be submitted, would Jim Sterk have a job after submitting the list, Blair? I ask you because I think most Tiger fans, unless I'm reading this one wrong, would be calling for his head if that was the three-person list he put in.
It's underwhelming, for sure. At first,
you think
that's a kind word.
You think, Blair?
At first blush, it's underwhelming.
You're such a pro. I'm such an ass, and you are such a pro. I'm not going about it.
Well, let's think about this around here. It could be. It's not the greatest list
ever. Not going to be invited to any frat parties anytime soon after that. That's true. But
But we don't know what this is. These are three names. These are these people that Sterk has talked to and considers as finalists that he wants to, you know, bring to a search committee and then we don't know that. Don't know who else he may have talked to. We've seen other names.
Well,
right?
Let's back up. Let's talk about how the process works. Does he go out and feel guys out and get rejections before he ever puts a list together? Or is he just like holed up in a corner of the library somewhere doing research and then coming in with like, hey, here's my wish list? Or even talking to people. And, you know, like, I'm not saying he's just like reading a book about coaches, but, you know, talking to people. And then he goes, okay, here it is. Like no contact would have been made between him and the coach's representatives, because this seems to be starting really, not that any one of these three guys might not be a really good choice in the end, but I know it's not going to be a popular choice.
No. What should have happened, if it didn't, is that the research would have been done in the last month when the Missouri 2019 season started to go south. And that started, you know, the weekends of the Vanderbilt and Kentucky losses. That's when the research and the telephone calls, the background checks, the, you know, who, you know, learning who to, you know, who his prospective coaches, people, you know, the representatives are. That's when that needed to happen. You don't start from scratch after, you know, after making the decision to fire Barry Odom. So you said it. Any one of these three people, if they are the finalists, could end up being they've all been good head coaches where they are. They wouldn't be finalists at Missouri if they weren't. They're all well over 500 for their careers. They've all been at their places for a few years. None of them, you know, Blake Anderson, the Arkansas State coach, has been there since 14. After that school had a series of one-year coaches. Hugh Freeze was there for a year. Brian Harsom, the Boise State coach, was there for a year. Blake Anderson gets the job. He keeps it, and he's turned Arkansas State into a really nice program, or has continued the success at Arkansas State.
I like that really nice program. They've been in the bowls.
Well, they can't get to the top of that conference because Appalachian State's in the conference.
Yep. Humble brag.
I knew I couldn't slide that one past you.
Blair, an alum. For those of you catching up with this week's reading.
Which means when he says Appalachian State, that's what it is. It's not Appalachian or Appalachian.
Or Appalachian, yeah. It's
the dude went there.
A-P-P-A-L-A-T-I-O-N. No, that's not how it's spelled, despite how many of us pronounce it. No, look.
The Army coach has done a remarkable job at Army. Remember that?
Let's stay with Anderson for a second. 46-30 overall, 36-12. In league, so he's league record 5-3 his first year, then 8-0, 7-1, 6-2, 5-3, 5-3. So he's done really well in that league. But can you hire a guy that Wikipedia has his school wrong?
Title,
head coach, team, Arkansas, conference, Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, they briefly
Did he get the job? Is he the new Arkansas coach?
Briefly, they had who was the guy that was popped up?
Jim McElwain.
Oh, McElwain.
They had him as Missouri, already at Missouri, and it's like, slow down, people.
That goes along with some of the Twitter reporting I've seen the last few days. Mike Leach at Ole Miss. We know
the internet had some things that weren't true on it, but not Twitter.
It's not Twitter.
The Twitter sanctuary of truth. Is
political arguments, dog videos, and absolute hardcore statistical and news breakdown accuracy.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Those three things. Nothing else on Twitter.
So I found it funny. Is an American head football coach and former player. Anderson is currently the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks football team. And it's sourced.
That he's an American?
Let me see. Let me come down here to source one. And then Arkansas, then the source, Arkansas State hires UNC OC Blake Anderson at next head coach.
Okay.
So he's so high up that nobody's even noticed that his wiki page is wrong.
Usually it does get screen saved and distributed.
You know, maybe somebody just jacked with this.
Yeah.
I like the wiki pages for it because it has a nice little box where it shows their records
and
their
the
conference
age.
Records.
You get the age there.
Yeah,
I will say if Arkansas has hired Blake Anderson, thank you. As a Missouri fan, thank you.
So you're not in favor of Blake Anderson being the guy?
That would not be the guy I would want.
No.
List of names being bantied around or bandied about.
I think he has won the league. Let's be clear. Yep. He's been first and tied for first.
Not since App State's been in the league.
When did they come in?
But I don't know, three or four years ago.
They were tied for first last year.
With App, yeah.
Okay.
But I think they're in the divisions there now, I think, with the Sun Belt.
Yeah, they're so West.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says tied for first in the Western Division.
In a row they've had the split.
Yeah, I don't know how you could be like, yeah, this guy has been at Arkansas State and is not freight training people on a regular basis, but he's going to come in and get it done at Mizzou.
And I don't know.
Like, to me, you're just hiring Barry Odom again.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Kind of resume, but the results I would expect to be Barry Odom-esque.
I haven't checked it out, but I don't know whether other jobs he'd been associated with in the last few years. I doubt any because he would have taken them.
Right.
no longer be in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
He was on the short list at Ohio State. You know, that, I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm already at a state school here, you know. Jeff Monken at Army has gone. Previously was at Georgia Southern, which was a power.
Yep.
They were D2 back then, right? They're up now.
1AA. They're in the Sun Belt, I think. Now.
Now they are, yep, right? Yep. When they're in the Southern Conference. Yeah, he was tied for second, first, tied for first, tied for fourth. Then he gets to Army. 4-8, 2-10, 8-5, 10-3, 11-2, and 5-7.
No, he's done a fantastic job. He's gotten they beat Navy, for gosh sakes. They had like a decade losing streak to Navy.
Yeah, he's beaten them two or three times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that going again. He has, like I said, 10-3, 11-2. This year they fell back. But in a year that they fell back, they gave Michigan all they wanted.
Sure did.
They've given Oklahoma all they've wanted. But that's as the changeup.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
I think Jeff Monken is a fine head coach, and maybe if he left Army, he wouldn't be playing option football.
I'm sure he wouldn't. Where else besides Georgia Southern? What was
where else on his resume? Yeah. Previous to that, Georgia Tech, running back special teams.
Right.
Previous to that, Navy, option ball.
Yeah.
There's a running back and special teams. Navy running back coach. Before that, Georgia Southern running back. Concordia, Illinois offensive line coach. Morton High School in Illinois, Buffalo wide receiver, tight end, and RC. I don't know, is that receivers coach? He was a grad assistant at Arizona State in 91 and a grad assistant at Hawaii in 89 and 90.
I don't see that as...
That sounds to me like a guy who's an option coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that's the first time I've actually gone back through since you made me do it, that I've gone back through because I've heard people, well, who knows what he'd run if he goes so much. Sounds to me like it's the option.
Right.
Or, and if you don't have
he's
a
been
better
running
option,
it since he
coach.
Was 18.
Yeah.
Very good.
You like that?
What was it?
I said, or it's if you don't have a better option, coach.
Yeah. I think he's probably great at all aspects of program building. Can he recruit? I don't know, because we know that's one of the things you don't know about
the
academies.
That's the question with all these guys, though, at Arkansas State, at Louisiana Tech, which we're going to talk about, and Army. Army's a different animal altogether.
Right. You really don't know with the academies, because you're not beating out anybody for
kid.
They want to go to the academy. You're beating out Navy or Air Force. Right,
it's
a three-team race.
It's just a different recruiting animal for sure at the military academies.
I actually think Skip Holtz is pretty good. When he was wrapping up his days at East Carolina, where he had gone 5-6, 7-6, 8-5, 9-5, 9-5, including 7-1, he won the East each of his last 2 years, 6-2 and 7-1. I thought Skip Holtz was on the fast track. I thought taking the South Florida job was puzzling. And he took it and went 8-5, 5-7, 3-9, and was fired.
Looked like a career killer.
Yeah. And then Louisiana Tech stepped in, took him 4-8, 9-5, 9-4, 9-5, 7-6, 8-5, 9-3. Since that first year
and
he
won
went 3-5.
Five consecutive years.
Yeah. Well, it is the Heart of Dallas, New Orleans, Armed Forces, Frisco, and Hawaii.
Dude,
Bowl.
The Frisco Bowl is that's a bowl. It is one that they play. The bowls, that's one of them.
I do like that his league record, he has been in his division since the first year. He's gone first, second, first, fourth. That's when he won the Frisco Bowl, by the way. Tied for second and tied for first this year. So he's at least doing as well as you could ask a guy to do in that league.
Which is now, I think, the Conference USA now, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Conference USA.
I can see where that league, the Conference USA, if you're an established coach in that conference, that going to an SEC program that right now, for all measures, you'd have to consider a bottom half of the SEC in terms of budget and what they're going to pay the coach. I can see that as a natural move. What are we talking about with Missouri? That they're going to somebody at a Power Five conference is going to make a lateral move and come to Mizzou? I don't see that happening. Who would that be? I mean, that's the names that are out there. None of them are current head coaches at Power Five schools. Nobody's sliding over to Missouri from one of those. So this is the list we need to be looking at. This and a couple other names.
You know what? But wait a minute. Go ahead, Chris.
The guy who on the list that I like the most is Harson.
Brian,
which funny?
Well, he's not on this list.
I know, but this is what's funny. You type in Brian Harson in Wikipedia, and it says he's currently the head coach at the University of Missouri. He's not, obviously.
So some people are having some fun with Wikipedia.
People, come on, stop it. It is in red, which means it's not. I don't know, it's a bad
right,
link or something.
Blake Anderson's making $825,000 with a $1 million buyout. Who is second on the list? Who were we talking about?
Monken.
Army, which is. Again,
that one's going to be private, so that's not going to be available.
Check out Skip Holtz.
Skip Holtz. Joe Brady.
We'd get a lot of Lou here, too. That Lou would be fun to have around here.
We need Tim to do the impression.
I got to find it.
Okay.
My stuff where I have all this is downstairs.
There's probably like 9 guys on Wikipedia who are the head coach at Missouri right now.
Do you have the buyout, Curtis, on Skip Holtz?
Let me see.
And what his salary is?
Is it on that USA Today data bank, USA
yeah,
Today coaches' salaries?
I'll go to that.
I wouldn't think it'd be a – we're not talking about
– Don't you have the subscription?
There would – look, Missouri would come up with money to – Skip Holtz would not be a – problem financially.
No, but I think he might be making a little bit more. I think they've been kind of happy with him, and I thought his was one of the ones that I thought was like a little bit puzzling.
He's won almost like 150 games. He's been around quite a while.
No, he's been around. He's older than you thought. Buyout starting at $400,000. And what's his salary? $700,000. Holtz received $200,000 from the school, $500,000. So he's $700,000. So you know what these three names say to me? Cheap.
Yes, that's exactly what they say.
Blanking cheap. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you, and I don't mean, you know, listen, I had a guy from Mizzou. Oh, yeah. Just cute little email. I got an email. Here it is. He didn't like, I've been treating Missouri poorly.
Dear Seren.
Yeah. This is from Craig Gillison. I heard your comments about MU and not making the Final Four. I've always been amazed at how much criticism you give to them over other teams.
Yeah.
He's always hated Missouri.
That's right. He's absolutely
forever.
Right. He's absolutely right.
K-State hasn't been, he's talking about the Final Four, since right. 1964. There's a point to this. I know this is basketball, but there's a point. K-State hasn't been since 1964. Iowa State hasn't been since 1944. When you are talking 55 to 75 years, what's the difference? Well, they've done it. I mean, that's the obvious difference. I mean, Craig, I don't mean to, you know, pee on your parade here, but they've won it. I mean, they're gone to the
there,
Final
right,
Four.
Gone there.
It's pretty basic.
That shows how hard it is to do unless you get the shoe companies to provide you players like KU.
Yeah, boy.
Would I have liked to make it? Sure, but for most schools, the real opportunities are few, and you have to get some luck to get there. Well, then you're some unlucky SOBs, man. Hopefully it will happen, but MU is in the same situation as these other schools. No, because they've been there, right? There are boxes you like to check, right? And it's one of them as a major athletic program. For God's sake, the SEC. SEC, SEC. If you're going to sit and chant that, you should have that box checked. Now, I'm venturing to say that Craig Gillison is probably my age or older, 48 or older, Because you know what? This is the attitude I get from the older generation at Mizzou. Right? I have expectations for them, and they're pissed at me. They seem to be thrilled just wallowing around at 18-12 in basketball and back-assing.
This year.
Back-assing into a spot in the tournament and 6 or 7 wins in football and some bowl game that they don't travel to anyway. I am amazed. I cannot wait. This is my pitch to the younger generation of Missouri fans. Make money. Because I think you won't tolerate this. I know you get frustrated with this. And when I say younger, I'm thinking like a couple of generations even. Like, you know, take 45 on down. And maybe it should be 50 on down. Don't get too hung up on where I'm putting the age. But I know guys like this. I know guys who have good seats at Mizzou, right, and have always had the seats. And this is what they sound like when I talk to them. And they give me the same kind of I could put a face to this. On a guy I've known my entire life, who this is exactly his mindset. When somebody brings up Mizzou hadn't been to the Final Four, he's pissed at them. He doesn't get pissed at Mizzou. He doesn't give more money to Mizzou. He doesn't get pissed at the AD. He doesn't get pissed at the coach. He gets pissed at the person who says, yeah, but you really need to get to the Final Four. I don't hate Mizzou. I love Mizzou. I need Mizzou. I need Mizzou to win to make my job relevant, for God's sake. But I've always kind of struggled to get my arms around the, well, whatever can go wrong is going to go wrong. That's us. That's just who we are. Mm-hmm. We're Mizzou. And then I come to understand that because I keep seeing it happen, right? Yeah. But I was like, well, why is it, though? The Mizzou fans I know are super passionate. They want to win. They're into their program. They're following the recruiting. They're all about the team, right? Where is the disconnect? And I think the disconnect is the money guys at the top. And the money guys are old guys. I'm sorry. There aren't many 27-year-old guys that are out there writing the $10 million checks to the facilities. Well, these guys apparently will build facilities. And again, I couple this up with what a fundraiser texted me, I know, who's around town, and said it's always easier to get money for facilities than it is coaches. Well, that sure as hell is true at Missouri. This guy wasn't from Missouri either, by the way. But that sure as hell is true at Missouri. Because you'll build this end zone, and then it comes time to pay a coach, and it's like you're all pissed. He might make more money than you.
You can put a name on a facility.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. I mean,
Saturday, and this is another issue I have with a lot of Missouri fans. This kind of dovetails off that. Saturday, I had someone reach out back and forth on Twitter after the news came out that Odom was gone. Questioning why they fired him, but that, you know, well, they're a 7-8 win program. That's what he did. Why'd they fire him? And I says, well, they went to back-to-back SEC championship games within the last 8 years. Well, yeah, but the record the last 5 years is only averaging 7 wins. Yes, but the guy who just got fired. That's what you can't cite who they are and use as the example the guy that just got canned. I was right in my head. And I'm a Missouri fan. I'm like, why do you do this to me?
But it took Gary how many years to get to a level of winning divisions and double digit wins? Because he did it before the SEC. He did 2008, 2009. So he gets there in 2001.
2001, I think it was 2001.
He wins the division for the first time in
2007.
2007, that's right. They beat the Arrowhead game at KU.
And they won it again in 08. They tied
for
4-10.
In division. Tied for 4th, 5th, 3rd. Tied for 3rd. Tied for 2nd. Tied for 2nd. Tied for 1st. Tied for 1st. Tied for 2nd. Tied for 1st. 5th. And they moved over to the SEC. 5th, 1st, 1st. Tied for 6th.
I'm not sure.
The first 2 years they won the tiebreaker. The third year was with 10 that they lost it to Nebraska because they lost that game in Columbia.
I'm not sure that in today's world, an athletic director would have the kind of patience that Alden had with Pinkel in those first 4 or 5 years. World was a different place. Mm-hmm. You're playing 11 games in the regular season. Missouri wasn't in the SEC. They're in the Big 12. The world seemed to be a different place 18 years ago because wasn't Pinkel's record after 4 years worse than Odom's after 4 years in terms of winning percentage?
Let's see, 9 and 14. Let's see, 17 and 19, 22 and 25 after so 4 years.
And Odom, three more wins, no
Gary,
more
Gary Pinkel didn't take over a team. Yes, they were a losing team in Pinkel's last year, but he did take over a team that was removed from a division championship.
Yeah, they were
the
5-7, a year removed from 11-3 and 12-2.
Yes. Right. I don't want to.
Number five in the country.
Right, right.
He didn't take over a 5-7 program. He took over a team that had a 5-7 year.
Let's take a break because Josh looks like Jed right now, and he's too young to look like that. And then we'll
God,
come back.
Yeah. Well, don't do that.
We'll come back.
He already has a beard and his hat's backwards.
And we'll probably talk more Missouri. It's next during the program.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. National Football League, he was the first player to catch 900 passes. He was also the first to have at least one TD catch in 15 straight seasons. Neither of those are, does he hold the distinction anymore, clearly. Who is he? Born on this date.
Monk.
I was going to say, you should know this. It is one Art Monk.
Thank you. I do know this. That's why.
I was going Steve Largent, but
I was thinking between those two. But I figured, let's try. Largent was an answer to something just recently, so I figured you probably weren't going back down that road.
Yeah, you don't usually have birthdays this close together.
Blair Kirkhoff is with us. He's brought to you by our friends at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. Joe's KC we were playing for?
Yippers.
Joe'sKC.com. You can order that, grab it, have it ready to go, and grab it on your way home if you like. Plus, you can send it anywhere you want this holiday season. I'm going to tell you what, you folks in sales, too, you want to talk about a great gift to give somebody if you are in sales and you are got clients you want to impress. Send them some Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Great gift boxes available that you can send anywhere you want. The ribs, the burnt ends, even the Z-Man kit. Go to sendjoeskcbbq.com.
Two Wednesdays ago, a friend of mine texted me a picture of his Joe's burnt ends. He's like, ha ha, I win. You know what I did? I took my phone. I went, took a picture of the plate that was in front of me that had the exact same thing. Yeah, I win too. Yeah. So we both have the same great idea.
Good plan.
Burn-ins and some of the gumbo. The chicken gumbo is awesome.
Blair Kirkhoff, so we're talking about Missouri and where they go from here. Financially, it just doesn't even seem like it's an option to talk about. You know, Mike Leach just re-upped. So if there was any call, if his name was out there, I think his agent, and is he got the big Sexton? Is that his agent?
I don't know if he has him.
But I think he does a good job.
Most Southern coaches do, for sure.
He was down that way.
He was.
Right? I thought he might have picked him up. But he does a good job of kind of floating his name at the appropriate time to get a raise. So he goes 6-6 and gets a contract extension.
Right.
Well done, Mr. Pirate. Well done. I do. You do have a amazing resemblance for Mike Leach.
Thank you. No,
not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Rick Leach, maybe.
Yes.
Robin Leach.
Yeah. Robin Leach actually looks more like Mike Leach.
Yeah. Here's a name. I tried to forward it earlier in the week. No traction. Why isn't Josh Heupel? Why isn't his name out there a little more than it has been?
I brought that up. The fact, I think, number one, they either weren't that enamored with him, which, based on how they played offense this year, they probably should be.
Yeah.
Although I want to see the returns now. He went 9-3 this year.
Right, after
at Central Florida.
After 12-1.
But, I mean, 9-3 is still really good, and his losses were all close.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one kind of stinker in there. The other two were big boys.
And the conference is really good this year.
It is good.
Really
good. I think he deserves a shot. The thing that I wonder is, like, one, either do they just not really think he was that good when he was there, or number two, is he already too expensive?
I wonder that, too. I didn't check the money, but he was Drew Locke's Drew Locke's coach in Locke's great year. I mean, it's all SEC.
Mm-hmm.
44,
I think it was.
Set conference record. I mean, that was Drew Locke's year. So maybe they have talked, and I don't know it. But I just thought.
His name anywhere.
I haven't seen it. Knows Mizzou, knows the SEC, is young, you know.
Well, let me say this. If maybe we're going about this the wrong way, maybe Missouri's going about it the wrong way. if the athletic director cannot gather the monies necessary to pay for the buyout and the salary of a coach that is a home run hire, maybe your problem is with the athletic director and he doesn't have the ears of the people. This to me sounds like a guy who's out looking for a coach without the support of the university.
I'll tell you, if it's learned that Jim Sturt couldn't get who he wanted for financial reasons, then that's a big problem. You're out. Missouri's going to have financial problems next year anyway. They're not getting the bowl money because of the probation, the NCAA probation, and they have a ton of empty seats. They're not selling tickets. There's going to be a season ticket problem next year if this isn't a good hire, and there's already an SEC revenue problem for Mizzou. So to me, I guess the thought is to go one of two ways. You hire a Blake Anderson who's not going to cost you anything to bring in but not excite anybody, or you come with a checkbook ready to pay somebody and somebody who's going to excite the fan base. It's going to sell tickets the day he's announced. And then you have the season ticket campaign through spring football and into the fall. Those are the only two ways to do it. And really, there is no in-between here. You either have to hire somebody who's not going to sell tickets, but he doesn't cost you anything, which is, I think, I don't know if that's the approach that you want to take, or you make the splash hire. It's one of those two. I don't believe that a splash hire is necessary in the long run. You want the best coach out there. You just do. Now, Sturk hired two coaches at Washington State. Neither of them worked out for him. Bill Doba and Paul Wolf.
Paul Wolf really didn't work out. 9-40.
Yeah, Wolf was worse than Doba.
Yeah.
And Doba wasn't good. So it's with the little, you know, you want to see the process completed to make the evaluation, but what you're hearing so far is kind of head shaking.
That's kind.
It is. Well, but you got to let them complete the task. I mean,
you do, but you said what you're hearing so far.
What you're hearing so far. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
and we don't know who we don't know who he's talked to, and the other thing at play here for Missouri is the opening at Arkansas and Florida State and Ole Miss and.
Well, but you knew the Arkansas opening was out there. You knew the Florida State opening was out there.
Been out there for
you
weeks.
Didn't know about Ole Miss. So if you were at an either or, then kick the can down the road and go another year with Barry Odom and get out when you – like, I don't think it's a great market for coaches. Like, whatever the names are, unless Urban Meyer wants to coach for
to get back in.
Which despite what people may think of Jim Harbaugh, his statement was right, trouble seems to follow him wherever he goes.
It does.
But I don't think – Urban Meyer's taking the job at Missouri for a penny less than $10 million a year. So I can't tell a university they should go that high on him. So after you take that name off the board, who impresses you?
Well, the other name that would, I think, is Lane Kiffin. And we haven't
really? I have no doubt it has sizzle, but that impresses you like this can't fail.
Oh no, I don't know if there's anybody out there quite like that. But He's the one name that seems to be associated with all the openings, and the more you recall his tenure, the more when you kind of do a second look at what he accomplished or what he did, you know, he was 7-6 at Tennessee, which has kind of been the standard there for about since Phil Fulmer left. He won 10 games at USC. He's been in the NFL. You know, he's kind of a pain in the ass guy, obviously, but that. Live with that. I mean, it's if he's winning football games, you live with the public relations side of it. So, you know, he had to go to Florida Atlantic because he didn't have options at the time. Well, now it seems like he's ready to move along, and I think he's probably keeping it low because they're in their conference championship game this week, and he wants to get ready for that.
What about Mike Norvell?
I like Mike Norvell. I do. In fact,
he's paid real money already, though.
I'll tell you, he's done a terrific job. After Justin Fuente left for Virginia Tech, Mike Norvell gets the job. He has kept that program going. And there has been some speculation that Norvell, if he lands at Arkansas, that Barry Odom could slide in at Memphis as the head coach.
Was Norvell at Memphis? No, he wasn't. He was at ASU as the assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks, and offensive coordinator before that. So he was under Todd Graham, and then he was at Pittsburgh under Todd Graham. So he was under Todd Graham.
Yeah, Todd Graham guy.
Which, by the way, where's he?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
But 8-5, 10-3, 8-6, 11-1.
That's a good team this year, man. Memphis is good.
So that's
a recruiting class.
Right. And Gary Parrish says he thinks he's going to Florida State.
I've heard that. I've heard Florida State for him. I know Arkansas is pining after him. That's what I've heard. So, you know what? Florida State's available. And Memphis has their conference championship game this weekend against Cincinnati. So, I think a lot of this is going to –
if he ends up at Arkansas – Missouri, and he's good, right? Missouri blew it.
They blew it.
There's no way around it. No way around it. We'll take a break. More with Blair Kirkhoff next. Blair, you were saying? things Santa wouldn't say. You know, that's a good game to play.
Not on AM radio.
It is the program. Blair Kirkhoff's here, brought to you by Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. All right, Blair, who are you going to put your money on? Who are they going to hire now?
I'm going to say, with today's news, I'm going to make Blake Anderson the favorite.
Really? From Arkansas State?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The betting favorite, but not the actual favorite.
Not the fan favorite. Not the fan favorite.
Not close. That is definitely not the fan favorite.
Is this the reality for how many schools that you just can't even look at a Power Five coach because they're not coming?
Well, look, who is Florida State's not going to hire? If it's Norvell, he's not a Power Five coach. Who's Arkansas going to hire? Is it Brian Harsin? He's not a Power Five coach. I mean, unless you want to hire a coordinator, people aren't making those moves. So
there isn't a coordinator. Are they the only school that can't go find a coordinator at Alabama?
Or Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator at LSU?
I mean, that would seem like the next move. Or by now, doesn't Kirby Smart have somebody that's like the hot name that was guy can really recruit, and he's the defensive coordinator for Georgia? Mm-hmm. He can't be a boob, can he?
Well, yeah, and you kind of sometimes you don't know how much of a coordinator plays a part, but what I've said this week is maybe he has something to do with the fact that Joe Burrow went from almost unheard of to number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner.
Right. Well, there is
it's possible.
Gary Pinkel's nephew is a defensive coordinator at Oklahoma. Alex Grinch. So,
I think there are people who think Blake Anderson's like a hard-throwing reliever in the A's organization. Wouldn't he sound like he'd be a pitcher? calling up Blake Anderson to fill that bullpen role. If you have to Google a guy, if you're at a Power 5 school and you have to Google the prospective coach, that's a rough day for a fan. Who? Frank Haith was at Miami, and I was like, who? This guy... I don't know.
That's wisdom there. I like that.
That is not. If Google is part of the steps,
put that on
a t-shirt. You have made an unpopular hire.
They hand out a link to his wiki page at this as you're walking into the press conference. Great stuff. We'll talk next week.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, among quarterbacks who have won two Super Bowls and are Hall of Fame eligible, how many are not enshrined? Brought to you by Good Sense.